podcast with Dan and Scott. Hottest golf podcast, whether you like it or not. First one back in the day when that's a put at the park. 7 p.m. special where they played after dark. From the birdies to the focus to the losses and the win. Welcome podcast, patron to the show. Lead the pen, get busy golfing or get busy dying. Hottest golf podcast and I swear I ain't lying. Yeah. Leave the pen.
Welcome back, podcast patrons, to another episode of Leave the Pin Podcast. This is episode 172, and I am joined by the one and only, a very good friend of mine, an iconic man himself, Tyler the Creator. Tyler, what is going on?
What's up, Dan? How's it going?
It's going pretty well. This is a very interesting episode. We are at an in-service day at work. What we are doing is absolute BS.
So you've decided on this rainy Northeast PA day, to create an in-house game show for Leave the Pin, and it is titled
Iconic or Idiotic.
Iconic or Idiotic. I must say, you are one of, if not the most creative people that I know.
I just get bored easily, and I'm really into graphic design. And I mean, going back to when we designed the logo, my wife is a full-time graphic designer, and she designed the first iteration of the logo back when back in the old days when the podcast was Leave the Pin In.
Right. Now, not many people remember Leave the Pin In. We went, we streamlined, you know, we kind of had some meetings with the CEO, the CFO, and we decided that in terms of being on brand and rolling off the tongue, Leave the Pin was just a little bit easier for people to digest. Once you get into a little bit of how you came about, how you came across and created our iconic, at this point, logo.
Yeah, so, well, originally it was Leave the Pin In, and my wife did a design. You could possibly see it on some of the old episodes. I don't know if they're still, the design's still up there, but I'm looking at it on the back of your computer right now. And it has Leave the Pin, and kind of a shadow of the IN on pin says in. And then, you know, the marketing team pushed hard to go to a simple Leave the Pin. So I still love the iconic silhouette of the golfer going at the flagstick. So I've talked about it before on the pod about how I kind of designed it based on Air Jordan, just the simple silhouette of Jordan. And so I wanted a simple silhouette of a guy putting. I switched it over to the classic black and white one with just the guy attacking the flag with the established date. I wanted it to have a more classic, more universal look than the one my wife designed was a little bit more modern, a little bit more maybe eye-catching, but I don't really
guy too. Like you're an old soul.
I like more classic designs when I'm looking at things. That is for sure.
The marketing team really seemed to vibe with the first presentation you brought to the table.
Yeah. And so you know, I've just had fun with it. I've designed a bunch of joke ones over the years, but I like keeping the classic one, keeping that. You know, that'll be the logo for a long time. We might, you know, do some special ones every now and then.
We've done a Halloween theme one. We've done the Christmas one that we use every year for our Christmas list. We've done the Open Championship one.
Yep.
We have kind of Sex Pistols cover.
We're going to the Senior Open soon. Maybe I'll redesign it instead of a putter. Sure. He's got a cane. He's just knocking it in with a cane.
That might be unreal. We're gonna have to schedule a meeting though for that. Make sure everyone's on board. The shareholders, you know, are a little bit of a tight bunched group.
Well, I mean, right now with the stock market, we want to make sure that we're ticking on the up, you know.
Up and to the right.
Yeah.
That's the way this podcast is going. Up
exactly.
And to the right.
Exactly.
So you designed that. I mean, you designed a ton of our other stuff, from t-shirts to mugs, to pillows, to stickers, which are, you know, adorning your hovel right here, which we are hitting out in recording this clandestine episode of Leave the Pin. Where do you draw this inspiration from?
Tons of different things. I mean, I try to incorporate things that I grew up with. I know you and I have a shared passion for, so a little bit ago, I was bored in school. I'm an art teacher, and I was bored. I had to do a demo for a project, so instead of just doing a random thing, I designed a Leave the Pin In with a like New York hardcore style background, like Madball, because, you know, we both love that style of music. So I just thought it'd be funny to put those two together because you don't really picture, you know, golf and hardcore music together. So,
right. You know, I feel like we're probably the only podcast that is out there doing that and putting those musical
musical vibes, especially those type of musical vibes, those NYAC, those old school hardcore vibes, into the ether for people. And every once in a while on Instagram, I'll put up, you know, golf music, and it is literally the opposite of what most people think as golf music. But it works, and that is actually displayed in the podcast, in the Pennsylvania
podcast studio.
And I guess this is like, this could be our remote
podcast
studio now. Address undetermined, parts unknown.
Parts unknown. So I came up with this game the other day. We were talking about the different logos of golf courses, and some of them really good, some of them really bad. You know, I just wanted to go through. I put 15 together. They're either courses that you'll know. There's been either U.S. Opens at them or some larger events. Or their local courses, which most of our listeners will never know, but you will know them because you've played on them, driven past the sign, and probably not even paid attention to what the logo is for the local courses. One of them's pretty obvious, but the rest of them, you know, I don't know if you'll get it right away. So I just thought we could go iconic or idiotic and look at these. And then afterwards, you know, we could talk about some of our favorite logos that I didn't include here. I mean, I know you and I both. Our favorite golf course logo, I think yours is, but mine's Sleepy Hollow in New York. I think it's an amazing logo. Plus, I've never played it. I want to get a shirt from there, though. And then there's another one we could talk about later. I didn't put it on here. We discovered it yesterday. We were like shooting the ideas out about this. There's a course called the Mad Russian.
Yes.
And it's the most amazing logo I've ever seen. It's actually not a good logo. That's why I love it. It's a,
well, I mean, sometimes bad is good.
Yeah, yeah. It's a stereotypical Russian guy with the giant furry hat doing that like Russian one leg up at a time dance.
Like the Russian
holding,
chair dance or something.
It's holding his hands a golf club and a rifle.
Yeah.
And it just says the Mad Russian.
So I'm wondering at this point in time, with xenophobia running wild,
if the Mad Russian, first off, is even in business still, B, has changed their name, or C, if the course is actually getting boycotted.
There's a good chance that they definitely have some like blue and yellow flags hanging up just to cover their tracks, right, being named the Mad Russian.
So all of a sudden, green speedies got cut to 50% off.
So, all right, let's start with iconic or idiotic.
All right, let's see what we got.
I got a little slideshow up on my computer for Dan to watch. All right, first one.
Oh, first one. I have no idea.
It looks like a uterus or a beetle, a scarab.
Yeah. Egypt golf course. Egyptian national.
All right, here's the hint. The most pretentious name in all of golf.
The Country Club.
The Country Club.
Got it. Good hint.
And then I also, on some of these, they have like an alternate logo that they've used for opens and stuff like that.
There's definitely scarab, beetle vibes. There's definitely urine vibes.
100%. I mean, the T is literally just a uterus.
It looks like oh God! What is that contraceptive?
An IUD.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So that's the Country Club. And I feel like 99% of Country Club logos are all the exact same. They're just a monogram. Yeah. The Country Club.
I don't like
Club,
the backwards C.
No, I don't like really anything about it. I don't like the little fade out.
It's not even as cool as like, you know, the backwards K.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just. It's something. And but their logo that they use for the 122nd U.S. Open is good. I like it. It's like classic. It's got a little squirrel eating an acorn on it. This is not the only squirrel that shows up in these logos.
That's Brookline. Yep. U.S. Open will be there.
That is a direct ripoff of Oakmont. It's literally Oakmont's logo.
Yeah.
But it's the Country Club.
I mean, so now I know at least one that you're going to get because Oakmont's on here.
And that's an easy one, too, because I've been to Oakmont for the U.S. Open. So
It's such a ripoff. Like they did like it's a more old drawing, but like at least Oakmont, the squirrel's holding a golf ball. Here he's just holding an acorn. Yeah.
Got these nuts.
All right, this one's the easiest one.
Ever, Wingfoot.
Yeah. I put the classic Wingfoot logo on. I like that.
The new one sucks.
I like the old one.
Compared to the old one, you got the old
Volata ball on it, right? The iconic kind of Greek mythology inspired foot with the wings, and then you've got it crossed with, you know, probably it's an iron in the wood, but probably it's a niblick and like a mashie when that was designed.
It is it's so classic looking, and the font they chose for it is just like simple, classic. The only thing that me as a graphic designer looked at and thought about is just by the angle of the clubs. I don't know if it is. I didn't actually take a ruler to it, but it looks like the iron has a longer shaft than the driver, and that stands out to me. But other than that, I think this is a classic, iconic logo. The new one I still like. It's a little bit more clip arty, but it still has a classic, classy look to it that
I'm gonna put this video up on Instagram. You literally have a homemade makeshift Bob Barker microphone.
Well, if I'm doing a game show, I gotta have a long, skinny mic, right? Like, that's how it goes.
So good.
All right.
This is half of a logo. Did you purposely cut the bottom half out, or
yeah, is it the bottom half is where it says its name? That's their logo.
Is this a local course?
It is.
Is this Glenbrook?
It's not.
It's not. Is this Pocono Hills?
It is.
This is Tyler the Creator's home course. Tyler, like me, is a high school golf coach. We'll probably do a high school golf coach episode, maybe previewing our seasons later on in the year. So this looks like three green humps with a triangular flag.
Right? Yeah. Yep.
Almost.
It is awful.
Yeah.
I actually said to him, you know, like, hey, can I design your guys' logo? And they're like, no, we're happy with it. So this is what it looks like with the it's very clip arty.
Very.
I think if I'm remembering the order right, the next one you're gonna get immediately, and you and I strongly disagree on whether it's good or not.
Yeah, of course.
Bethpage Black. I mean, I grew up slave rider. Everyone knows the story of Scott and Bethpage
Black.
We played Bethpage Black before the renovation, before the first U.S. Open there. Scott and I had no business
being on that tee,
playing from those tees at all. Scott infamously hit a drive on, I believe, the seventh hole that went all of 30 yards, maybe 30 feet. And the guy in our group demanded that Scott pulled his penis out.
He didn't go past the lady tees.
Past the forward tees. So much so that Scott and I started to get worried that this man was going to physically assault Scott because he just kept yelling, pull it out, pull it out, that wasn't far enough, rip it out, boy.
That memory isn't great. I mean, I could tell you like what I... The scent, the smell of that day, the way the breeze felt on my face, because it was ingrained in my mind.
I've never played Bethpage Black. If I were to play it, I wouldn't have to worry about that because I would be playing from the forward tees because I know my talent level in golf, and I will play from the forward. Now, here's the deal. The more classic silhouette one, I like.
You don't like the colorized.
The colorized. Here's the thing. If you want to do an iconic, you know, person,
right?
Like either a caddy or a, what's on the back of your computer? The putter kit. Like the Pinehurst logo is iconic. This is not iconic. This is like, it's just, in my opinion, very poorly drawn.
You ever noticed that? I mean, his legs are the size of the iron shafts. Like, yes. This is a dude that doesn't lift. He's got plus fours on. Looks like slippers. He's got a McKenzie-style bag. He's only got two clubs.
So this dude
is either carrying for an idiot that doesn't know how to play golf, or this kid is such a sick that he makes his way around the black course with two clubs.
Just a 7-iron and a putter.
He does have finishes a hat the whole course. You would like.
Now I need more. I need the classic flat cap.
Very Americana style outfit.
You know, he has. He's got a blue shirt, red pants, or red shirt, blue pants. Wait, go back. Which is
blue shirt, red shirt, blue pants.
Green hat.
Yeah. Okay. It's there's just a lot of choices made here.
I like the silhouette one. I'm in agreement.
But the silhouette one's a lot more simple, a lot more classic. I like that. But this is
been there, done that. Torrey Pines.
Now, what's your opinion on the Torrey Pines logo?
Okay. The Torrey Pines logo has been done 100 times over by different courses that use like the bushy part of the, you know, the Torrey Pine,
right?
That
windward, windswept pine up top. It also looks so much of like the Southern Pines courses. What the hell is that? Torrey Pines established 1992?
I don't know. I came across this logo. I have no clue.
That's an alt logo. I haven't seen that one.
But this logo I like 1,000 times better, even though it's a little bit like Pebble Beach, stuff like that.
Yeah, that gives me more of the like magnolia tree, Spanish moss style vibes.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy though? Torrey Pines in person, like, okay, the logo, yeah, it's cool, but it doesn't do anything for
me. I hate it. I literally think it looks like clip art. It looks like somebody went on like Microsoft Paint, threw in a bush, and it was like, yo, what if we make the
shadow it a little bit, man?
Like, let's add a little shadow. And, yo, what if we make the tree the T? That'll be crazy. Yeah. And it just looks
and take a look at this. The S is so far off the rest of the font of the pines. It's so much longer, and I guess they're trying to match it with the Y.
They're trying to match the Y on that.
Yeah. Not really feeling that. Let's put that one up on Instagram and ask people if they. If they like that or not. That is Great Bear Golf Course near us, Marshall Creek, Pennsylvania, the home of Notre Dame v. Stroudsburg. I'll actually be playing there this year again. We have a match against them. This is a prototypical late 90s Jack Nicklaus course. The course was plopped down. They plopped down McMansions. The prices at the beginning went through the roof. Then the prices absolutely plummeted. The course went into, I don't want to say disrepair, because it was still a solid course. It wasn't what it was in the heyday from like 94 to 04. When the market crashed, these houses, you know, were upside down, underwater. People owed more than they had houses were worth. Not a fan of the course. A semi-fan of the conditioning. But... you know, your typical Jack Nicklaus course. Everything fades. Someone that fades the ball. It favors the fader. It is what it is.
I do have to say, so I just played it about 3 weeks ago, and the conditions were actually real good. Okay. The fairways were perfect.
Okay.
Which about 3-4 years ago, they were not. In fact, 3-4 years ago, I vouched I wasn't going back there again. Or vowed, not vouched. I vowed I wasn't going back there again because I go in the pro shop, I pay full rate, go out with my friend, get to the first green, and they weren't like punched 2 days ago. They were punched that morning with so much sand that we just looked at each other. We're like, well, we have to automatic two putt everything. Like, you cannot get a read. Right. If I was 3 feet away, I could not guarantee that putt. I couldn't even guarantee that I'd be within, you know, the cup. Like, it was awful. Yeah. And I went back to the clubhouse. I said, hey, you guys charged us full rate. You didn't say anything about aeration. The guy just looks at me and goes, sorry. It's like, so can I, like, are you, I have to pay full rate? He goes, yeah. I said, okay, I'm not coming back here. And then, as there's only
it sucked back.
Yeah, as there's only about like 6 or 7 courses around here, I was like, oh, might as well. It's 5 minutes from my house. I might as well go back.
We played it last year for a match.
It's quirky, you know. There's a lot of 360 yard par fours. Oh, sweet, I can attack it. And you get up there, you're like, oh, I can only hit six iron off the tee.
Yeah.
I've got to hit it to this spot that's 30 yards wide, and then I've got to hit it to this next spot. You know, it's very much target golf. It's got some undulation changes, as you'd expect in poker golf. WAC logo.
Yeah, I mean, look, they got the golden bear and, like, the most basic, like, it's like a shield, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. Like the original America shield.
Those golf clubs don't even look like golf clubs. I mean.
No, they look like the golf clubs that my kids used when they were, like, 3 years old, the plastic ones. Like, my son had a Mickey Mouse set. Right. My daughter had a Minnie Mouse set. Right. That's what they look like. This one's easy.
Shinnecock.
Yeah, there we go. Now, and here's another. That's updated.
That's the cleaned up one.
But let's talk about Shinnecock real quick.
Yeah.
How many years do you think they got left till they start getting boycotted?
No, that's their logo in perpetuity.
Yeah.
Don't care.
What about Chief Wahoo? You know?
Chief Wahoo was more of an unflattering caricature of Native American. This portrays more of the brave warrior, the Shinnecock Indians. It's one of those things where, as much as we believe, like, golf is enormous in society, you know what I mean?
And yeah.
Everybody knows Shinnecock Hills. Everyone knows the U.S. Open. In reality, it's a very small subsect of the population that even knows Shinnecock Hills exists. Secondly, knows that their logo is a Native American. You have an arrow crossed over with a golf club. A very popular theme, I guess, back in the 1900s, crossing, making X's with items.
I still love that. I mean, last year when I was still the – this year I switched teams to be a coach of a different team, but last year when I designed our logo, I just straight up stole the Virginia Cavaliers logo with the cross swords, but I did cross golf clubs under our N. You do have that hat. One fell off the back of a truck.
I like to get my items.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't going back to Shinnecock, I don't know if it ever gets boycotted.
Major League Baseball. NFL, obviously. Redskins being derogatory term. Chief Wahoo literally is like the blackface equivalent to Native Americans. That was very derogatory.
I don't know. That's a great question, honestly. I don't personally think it gets boycotted. If it does, I don't know what they would do.
Nah. Because, it's...
They use an Eastern...
I mean, think of how many courses are named after... My local the course I play the most is Shawnee. Yep. That's after the Shawnee Indians. Their logo, it's not on here, but their logo is a kind of simplified silhouette of an Indian. Yep. Like, it's not a derogatory.
Yeah.
It's just that we named it after this because this was their land first.
Right. Very, very interesting. It's a great point in that major North American sports, four major North American sports have had a lot of backlash.
I guess the only one that really hasn't had much is the Blackhawks, Chicago Blackhawks, right?
Yep.
Again, maybe this shows how small of a space golf actually occupies in the national landscape.
Yeah, plus, they're playing at these courses once a year, if that.
And then the other 51 weeks a year, no, more, other 150 when they're not playing every 3-4 years or whatever.
Yeah.
They just lay low, it's members only, and no one comes and goes. You know, it's very interesting when you break it down. Just, you don't stare at these logos or icons often, but literally, like, it's Shinnecock.
Yeah. When I was probably 11 or 12, I was watching something on, I think it was ESPN, and the name came up. And this is the time I didn't watch golf.
Right.
Like, I played a little bit, but I didn't watch it. And I was like, Shinnecock? What's Shinnecock? My dad just stares at me. He's like, don't say that again. I didn't know at the time. I was like, it looks like Shinnecock.
Shiny. Keep that one up. Again. I like that. Shinnecock Hills. That's good.
That's iconic.
I knew you'd get this one immediately.
This is a course that is near and dear to me.
About 8 minutes from my house. Hideaway Hills Golf Club. I will tell you the story behind this logo.
I want to know because it literally, okay, we got a mountain. Yep. And by mountain, I mean
a triangle,
an equilateral triangle cut off by looks like a fountain.
Yes, it is 2/3 of a triangle, a green triangle. And it is indeed six spouts or six Vs of a fountain.
Three Vs.
Well,
six spouts.
Yeah, six spouts. Yeah, three Vs, six spouts. Okay, overlapping and cutting off part of the triangle. So
the story goes like this.
The guy that owned
the course is a guy, Joseph Farda. A real estate guy in the area. His kids didn't know what to get him for like his 60th birthday. He was getting out of the golf course at the time. They had a different logo before. It was just the font, the strip Hideaway Hills golf club. And they decided to commission a logo for Hideaway Hills. Right? That took 6 months. In 6 months, I don't know who the artist was. The artist rendered this green triangle with three Vs, six spouts that are blue, and just overlaid it and presented it to the kids and said, here is your dad's 60th birthday present. It is to mimic the mountains that the course is built upon. And there are some elevation changes. People that have followed us from the beginning have seen videos and pictures from Hideaway Hills. There are some 200-foot elevation drops from, Cheetah Creek. And that right there,
that is a fountain.
Well, at the time, Tyler, there were no fountains on the course.
Is there one now? I can't remember. Where?
There's one when you walk into the pro shop on the right-hand side, and it's so old and decrepit, it barely shoots water up. And then every once in a while, when it is functioning, there is one next to the island green
to agitate the water around so algae doesn't build up.
I've played there 10 times. I've never seen one next to the island green
work. It is barely ever on. High time of the season, during the summer, they just put it on.
And so they built these fountains specifically because the logo had fountains.
Dude, and you know what? This is why I love being an artist and a graphic designer, because that guy got paid. He got paid money.
Paid money for this guy's birthday present, and that has been. I have a flag in the golf room for it.
I ranged it there. I worked there for a little bit. It is that place is an absolute cluster.
All right, let's go to the next.
I'm perfect so far.
Any amount.
No, what? Didn't you get one?
I didn't miss any.
You got Pocono Hills on the second. You guessed Glenbrook at first.
Oh, yeah. I still got it.
So I never knew Indian Mountain had a logo because for those who have listened, we've talked about Indian Mountain before. Dan's talked about it a bunch. It's a goat track by him. Not a horrible layout.
Which is currently undergoing renovations, which may actually like level up to an actual goat status track.
Like the layout I like. I think it is really well designed. It just the maintenance has been it's 98% crabgrass.
You say maintenance as if maintenance was actually performed. I think you need to put maintenance in quotations.
So, but my favorite part about them is their sign as you pull up, which for the past three seasons has been basically a spray painted sign that says "Enter here."
Yes. There is a new one. This is now up there in red, white, and blue.
Really? Yeah.
But this logo is so blurry. And again, it's a Native American head intermixed between what
look like high altitude pines.
Like right, like
yeah.
Pines I've seen in Colorado and Utah. High mountains, New Mexico area pines, Arizona, like Flagstaff area pines. Those are not native to Pennsylvania.
Nah, that doesn't matter though.
Okay.
I love this logo. If this logo was cleaned up,
yeah,
it is so just classic.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot of lines, and it almost reminds me of the Crazy Horse statue that's being built out in the Southwest.
That's been being built for like 50 years now.
I'll be dead, and they'll be done with maybe his neck. There's a circle above the Native American's head, which I can't tell if it's a sun or a moon.
It's whatever you want it to be.
Sick.
All right. This is the one that I don't know if you're getting it.
I know this much. It's a Herb Kohler course. It might be the alt logo to Whistling Straits.
It's not.
And it's Aaron Hill.
It is Aaron Hill's. Good job. I hate this logo. This is the worst logo I've seen yet. It is a shamrock with, or is it a shamrock half before?
No, a shamrock. That's a four-leaf clover.
Okay.
This is
a shamrock, right?
This is a shamrock, obviously.
But with like very Celtic inspired, like looking knots, and like it looks like a wrought iron fence, but green and shamrock shaped. And then it has the most stereotypical, like, yo, check it out. This is Irish font.
Right. Right.
With the E that looks like kind of a C with just the middle line coming out of it.
Here's the crazy thing. You would think
that this course might be in Ireland, Scotland, or something.
Somewhere. It's in Wisconsin or something, isn't it?
Washington County, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Nothing says Irish like Wisconsin.
Now,
there is Irish cheddar cheese, so maybe that's how they got to it.
Herb Kohler is
a man, I believe, of Irish descent. I'm not positive, honestly. The dude is worth $8.8 billion something like that. At last, I'm trying to look up real quick. I don't see.
Is Kohler
an Irish last name?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
But it looks to me like
remember back in the early, the mid '90s, early 2000s, tribal tattoos were the thing. Right?
Yeah.
And everybody that listens to this episode knows somebody with a bad tribal tattoo. Maybe you yourself.
I wish I had one.
I don't.
I wish I had a Tasmanian devil, barbed wire, and tribal all together into one. But that's literally what it looks like. It looks like they took part of Mike Tyson's face and replicated it three times to make the shamrock.
Yeah. I don't know if Aaron Hills is Herb Kohler, of course.
Oh, yeah?
No, I could be
completely off with that.
But this looks like a tribal shamrock tattoo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a tribal Irish tattoo.
That's exactly what it looks like.
No, this is a Dana Fry and Ron Witten
course.
Oh. Yeah, Dr. Michael Herzen designed it. Aaron Hills was built by Wisconsin developer Bob Lang.
Andrew Ziegler versus, of course, in 2009. Ziegler is not an Irish last name.
No. Let's go to the next one.
That's Old Homestead.
That is Old Homestead. This is a logo course, but I love this logo.
It's an 1800s wagon.
Bespoke wheels, wooden bespoke wheels, carriage, hitch, nothing hitched to it, but a set of golf clubs in the back.
Yeah, and as you can see, you need more golf clubs to get around Old Homestead than you do around Bethpage. There's six clubs in there. And there looks like four irons, a driver, and a putter.
To make sure you know it's an old course.
Old is spelled with an E, the old English.
The only thing that would make this better if they change their name to Ye. Old Homestead.
Old Homestead is a very cool course. We do a bunch of our district championships and high level championships for our area golf course on it. Very, very cool logo. I like it.
It's unique. It sets it apart.
So as people were like blazing west towards Oklahoma during the Dust Bowl, they were carrying their golf clubs. They just ended up somewhere in Philadelphia.
This is probably my least favorite.
Is this Wild Wings? Chambers Bay. That's Chambers Bay.
It's awful.
That is two.
That looks it.
It's two ellipses.
It looks like I don't know if it's sails for it's a sailboat.
Windy.
Yeah. It looks like an insurance company from 1994.
Okay, the greatest thing about this logo is the fact that there's a registered trademark R above the Y in Chambers Bay.
The registered trademark is almost as large as the logo itself.
So you're looking at Chambers Bay in literally basic capitalized font.
Yeah, it's a serifed font.
You have two sailboat sails, and they're blowing eastward.
Yeah, And
I wonder if the prevailing wind at Chambers Bay is an east wind.
Because it would be hilarious, like, if it was west and the logo's backwards.
That'd be awesome. It's just, and like, honestly, it looks like it has nothing to do with golf.
No,
like, and the sales, like this looks like if there was a, if like the US Open was a team, exactly, then this would be great logo.
All right, so here, I go to Chambers Bay, go to US Open, right?
I'm so pumped to get merch. I'm like, man, I have a sick ass logo for Chambers Bay, 2015 US Open.
You got anything else?
No, we got these sales, man.
An artist created these. Now, God bless the artist. That dude got paid.
And that's the kind of reoccurring. I like this. Yeah, we need people on our payroll like that to just get paid.
Yeah. If you guys need any logo designs out there, pay me the money. I'll give you some, nice parentheses next to each other and tell you it's wind.
This is Woodstone.
It's Woodstone.
This is a local course.
However, what do you feel like Woodstone's logo is ripping off of?
It's like a little bit of Kiowa.
It's so much the Kiowa tree.
I mean, they have like...
Okay, and it's so kind of orangey gold.
So it's a baseball diamond. I mean, complete with
bases. Oh, I didn't even notice that.
It literally, it's okay, so the whole logo is a baseball diamond complete with bases. Again, the crossed X's of the golf clubs, very popular. It says Woodstone underneath, so we know where it's from. There is a stone wall intersected with literally the Kiowa tree.
And the fact that it's like an orangey gold.
And you can see the Kiowa tree, Tyler, right here.
I'll get that.
All right.
Yeah. And then
Oakmont.
I ended it with my two favorites. Okay. Oakmont has two logos. They have their classic Oakmont Country Club logo, which I love. Again, we're going cross clubs. The cross golf clubs are, everybody's got them.
I'm telling you what, I think from now on, I'm only going to enjoy logos without cross golf clubs.
I like the cross golf clubs.
Straight from the past. I'll tell you what I like about Oakmont.
Everything is on point.
Yes.
It's an acorn.
It has the classic country club where they have the monogram look.
But it also has oak tree leaves.
And it has the oak tree leaves.
It's actual oak tree leaves.
On an acorn. My favorite detail of this entire thing is, and this is the designer in me, is if you look at this, if you put the C's interacting with the O the same way, it would not many people would notice, but it would be a little bit boring. They have the first C, the top of it going behind the O, and the second C, the bottom of it going behind. It makes the whole thing look cleaner, nicer. And then they have their squirrel, which compared to the country club, Oakmont wins it.
Now, at the PGA Championship, there was a squirrel that knocked someone's ball off the green. So this does happen. Like, so this is a real – you know what a logo would be sick? A seagull with a golf ball. Chambers Bay should have a seagull.
That would be great. Copyright, leave the pin. Chambers Bay, if you change your logo to that, send us the money.
Hit us up on Instagram, at leave the pin.
I have this logo on an awesome camouflage black and gray RLX pullover or full zip, excuse me, that I got at the US Open Oakmont in 16. And it is brilliant. I mean, it makes for such an awesome.
And what I like about it is if you look at the 2007 and 2016, it's the same thing, but it's different. It's completely different drawing of the squirrel. There's different, like, it's just
different banner.
Yep.
Got a little background. Because
what's funny, and I'll tell you what's very interesting about this logo, looking at 2007 Oakmont was flooded with trees. They did a tree restoration project where they cut down something like 10,000 trees, grew up this high fescue grass, which they show
in the logo,
put on their new 2016 US Open logo.
And then I ended it with the greatest logo in golf of all time. Everybody that in any way golfs knows this logo, has this logo, and wants things with this logo on it. To me, you just the colors alone. Mm-hmm. And for those of you guys who are just listening, let me just, all I have to say is colors. green, and yellow. You know exactly what it is. We've got the little red flag and just the America with a little flag stick sticking in Augusta. It is the greatest logo of all time as far as golf is concerned. It's so iconic. I'm always okay with logos kind of adapting and changing and, like, you know, adding things, moving things around. I never want this logo to change. I want this logo to stay exactly like this forever.
What's funny about this one, Augusta National, obviously, right? This is actually the Masters logo.
Yes.
There are a few people that you might meet in your travels in the golf world that have the ANGC, the Augusta National Golf Club logo, that can only be purchased if you are playing the course in the course pro shop. It's not sold at the Masters. And that's the thing I think that people may not understand is that the Masters is its own completely separate event. And when I say that you can buy anything with the Masters logo, I literally mean anything. Anything. Like dog collars, tennis ball, pens, pencils, you know, you name it. And they make it from gnomes to pullovers, you know, to like underwear to hats. They make it. But it's all the Masters logo. And if you look and online, there's not too many big pictures because they do like to keep it, you know, low-key. If you find the ANGC, it's a very, very cool logo. It's just green and white. That is it. There's nothing else to it. The flag is white. Everything else is green. It is great. And that is like the holy grail. There are some courses out there where the logos, you know, are the holy grail. Like I would consider Seminole, one of those, ultra private. I would consider, you know, the ANGC one. You know, there's some awesome courses and some of the logos we didn't talk about. We talked about off air. You know, Maidstone is sick. Fisher's Island is sick. And the thing is, there's probably so many other courses. Like there's a course outside of Philly called, it's been so long since I was down there. Fox Chase, Fox Chapel, or something like that. My oldest son played a tournament down there. And the logo is just a fox head. That's it.
Yeah.
And the date, there's nothing else. Nothing. Like, the name of the club is not anywhere on anything.
It's just a logo.
Yeah, and as I get older, I appreciate more and more the real simplistic, non-gaudy logos.
Mm-hmm. That's what I like. It's very classic, very simple, but I also like the ones that are very old school and they haven't changed. Like the ones that were designed in, you know, the late 1800s that are still the same. You know, if you, I was going to put some European courses on here. A lot of them are very, very similar. There's a lot of, you know, the typical like crests and stuff like that.
Yeah, you see a lot of that. Like
St. Andrews. St. Andrews like has the crest, but then they also have the iconic bridge. But like as soon as you see that, you know exactly what it is.
But you know what I like in a logo? I love a good lighthouse. A good simplistic lighthouse on a logo. I think Old Head might have that as a logo. I don't know.
Lighthouses are just, I mean, they're good because they're very simple, iconic.
Right.
But my wife's old company was named Lighthouse.
Really?
Yeah, we did a couple designs with it. But yeah, I mean, I like something that speaks about the course you're at. You know, every course has something unique. Figure out what that is. Don't just like, you know, put some sails on it and call it Chambers Bay. Like, I forget the one we came across.
Here's something else. You're a very creative guy. I come up with ideas that you are the one that can manifest them, but I can't. Chambers Bay has an old train that runs through like the 16th hole, you know, across the bay over there. Now, how sick of a logo would that be? You have the train cars.
It'd be amazing. Just even something like simple with that. Like, I mean, I'm looking at pictures of the train car literally going by.
Yeah, sick.
Like,
and plus it's like that same train that has the yellow one. It's a very European feel. You know, it reminds me a lot of what these scoreboards look like at the Open Championship. Yeah. Old Head has a lighthouse on the course, but their logo looks to
be some sort of Irish stone with light coming through. So maybe some sort of timing stone or something like that from back in the day.
Yeah.
My father.
But I mean, yeah, it's just, you know, even just a font alone can, you can look at it and immediately know what it is. And when things are classic, stick to them. But if it's generic, like, and this goes out to all the companies out there, like, there's a lot of companies. I mean, we can go into this later, but like, there's a lot of really poorly designed golf brands. Yeah. Then there's some really good ones, like Eagles and Arrows, impeccable with their logo and design.
Because it's classic.
But it's very classic. Yeah. It has that, you know, throwback feel.
I think one of the problems that you may agree or disagree
is the fact that some of the newer brands tend to go with whatever the fads are. And then after a year or so, those fads will kind of keep them by the wayside.
Yeah, then they got to go to the next thing. And then they never, you know, create that, you know, uniqueness, that what makes them them. You know, if you design something in the 80s and it looks completely 80s, maybe, but also, or just stick it and push it through, because
everything's cyclical.
Exactly. I mean, you can look at, I mean, I looked at a logo yesterday. I forget what course it was, but when I was putting this together, it was some course I'd never heard of, but it looked like one of those paper Dixie cups, like that we had in the 90s that had like the blue and pink swirls. Yeah. And I was like, this is amazing. Cause these guys just stuck through it. And they're like, nah, we paid money for this. This is our logo. And you know, in the 90s, everybody was giving them crap, in the 2000s, but now the 80s are back and people are like, yo, I like this. This is nice. And then it'll go away for a while. But I like people who have the balls to stick it out and just be like, nah, this is us. But yeah, I mean, it's just be unique, be your own. Don't, like, find something unique about either your company or your course and make that. Don't just do what everybody else is doing.
Hey, this was
a blast. I like this, Tyler. This was real good. We'll put some stuff up on Instagram so people can kind of visualize along with us. Hopefully our descriptions kind of took you on this journey of exploring some iconic and also idiotic golf course logos that are out there. Anything else for the people?
No, that's it. Hopefully we're going to be doing more of these now that we found a new studio in here.
I like it. Our travel studio. All right, people. So we're going to get busy golfing or get busy dying.
If you're listening to Leave the Pin Podcast, which I know you are, you know we got to talk about Eagles and Arrows. In 2022, Eagles and Arrows is going in a completely different direction with some great customizable gear. They are doing patch hats that are unlike anything else out there in the market. Anything that you can think of, anything that you want to design and put on a hat, Grant at Eagles and Arrows has got you. Now, they're not going away from all their tried and true traditional stuff. The super soft t-shirts, the premium Cabretta leather gloves, the valuable pouches, everything that you know of and love for the quality of Eagles and Arrows is still available. This is just a new entry into the marketplace. I'm going to tell you what, Grant does it better than anybody else out there. Go to Eagles and Arrows Co. on Instagram. That's Eagles and Arrows Co. on Instagram. DM Grant or go to www.eaglesandarrows.com. Send him a message. Any type of product, big or small, any type of job that you need done with patches, Grant has got you. You want to get stuff for a team. You want to get stuff for a tournament you're running, maybe for a buddy's trip. The turnaround time's astronomically quick. Grant's quality is honestly to die for. There's no one out there that cares more about the product than him. As always, we couldn't be happier to have him as a sponsor, as well as the entire Eagles and Arrows brand. So live life, love golf, get to Eagles and Arrows, get whatever you need, pronto.